Political leaders in many southern states criticize the way schools teach students about race in America. One of the latest flashpoints is advanced placement African-American studies. Some conservative lawmakers have called for a ban on the course. WBHM's Kyra Miles went into one of the only schools in the region offering the class to hear directly from students.
Today's lesson, the evolution of African-American music. A couple music students are here to demonstrate an African drum circle. The students take notes and bob their heads to the rhythm. Emmett Glenn looks on with a smile only teachers have. He leads the AP African American Studies class at Louisiana's Baton Rouge Magnet High School.
I feel like a West African griot in a sense, because I'm bridging some generations together. So it's really neat.
The school is one of 60 piloting the course nationally. Normally, students receive college credit for AP classes. But since this is kind of a trial run, they won't. And 60 students still chose to take it. Junior Jamiah Laverne, who's Black, says she took the class to feel closer to her roots.
I took it because, well, I know who I am, but when I take this course, it's like what makes me who I am. Like, what comes with the Black experience? What is the Black experience? And it just goes above and beyond what, like, things that regular history can't touch.
Her classmate, senior Ella Blandino, who's white, wanted to better understand the world around her.
I definitely feel like it made me more able to notice prejudices in other people. Like, I saw things that I might have thought was weird before, but now I can, like, connect why I think that or why I feel that way.
Glenn, who's been teaching for 29 years, says that's what he hopes all students are able to do. He's also had a lot of outside support from the community.
We've had so much interest in this course. I have had adults who have asked, mentioned they said they'd love to come and sit in just to learn.
And you said everybody's doing what?
They have their own rhythms.
Everybody's got their own rhythm, mm-hmm. But somehow, some way, it all does what?
Comes together.
It all comes together.
In today's class, they're tracing how beats from Africa made their way into Black American music genres, like blues, hip-hop, and jazz. Glenn says he was shocked to hear about the political backlash to this class. Last year, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made headlines when he called to ban AP African American Studies in Florida schools. Similar pushback has come out of Arkansas and Virginia.
I thought to myself, I thought that we were school teachers and we were teaching history, and this is American history, so why is it so shocking to want to teach history to young people who should know the history of the nation they live in?
This is all going on against the backdrop of bans on critical race theory and divisive concepts in K-12 schools that were enacted in Alabama and Mississippi. Since the AP African American Studies course is a pilot, the curriculum is undergoing planned revisions. But the College Board, which oversees the advanced placement program, said its commitment to the course is unwavering.
Having prior knowledge of African American studies and African American history specifically could only help when they got to college.
That's Stephen Finley, the chair of the Department of African and African American Studies at Louisiana State University.
It wouldn't even just help in African American studies courses. It would help them understand their other courses so much better.
Finley says students who take the class in the South also have a unique privilege.
I grew up in Southern California. I live in Louisiana, where down the street, you know, a mile and a half is a former plantation. In California, you don't have those visible symbols.
That's good. Write that down.
Kalila Bandelli says it's been an empowering learning experience.
It's like I speak to my mom about this, and she's like, huh, like, I wish I could have taken that when I was your age. And my mom grew up in New York, so, I mean, their history and legacy is a little bit different, but she says she can still resonate with, like, a lot of the things that we're discussing.
Kalila is a senior, and in previous history classes, she says she and other marginalized students felt brushed over. This classroom is different.
And it makes you think about the fact that, like, at one point our school was segregated and I wouldn't have been given this opportunity. So I feel just incredibly grateful to be able to take this course in general. And then being a Black student taking it, it's even more grateful.
So the next artist we're going to look at is Beyoncé. So we're going to look at her.
Kalila says in this class, everyone has a chance to say their piece. I'm going back to yourself. The College Board plans to pilot the next round of AP African American Studies in 500 schools next fall. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Kyra Miles.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.